2022学年第二学期九年级学业质量调研英语听力部分 Part 1 Listening 1 Listening Comprehension A. Listen and choose the right picture 1. Jack, we are running out of fruits. Buy some when you come home.
Jack, we are running out of fruits.Buy some when you come home.
2. Luke went fishing with his father and they were happy to get a big fish.
Luke went fishing with his father and they were happy to get a big fish.
3. Using thinking maps is a good way for students to organize their ideas on topics.
Using thinking maps is a good way for students to organize their ideas on topics.
4. Anna can play the guitar very well because she practices 2 hours every day.
Anna can play the guitar very well because she practices 2 hours every day.
5. Nowadays,It's quite common to see robots working for human beings in public places.
Nowadays, it's quite common to see robots working for human beings in public places.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear. 6. Mary, what would you like to drink, tea or coffee?
Neither. I'd like a box of apple juice, please.
Question. What would Mary like to drink? Mary, what would you like to drink, tea or coffee?
Neither. I'd like a box of apple juice, please.
Question. What would Mary like to drink?
7. What can I do for you, sir?
I'd like 4 hamburgers, please.
Okay.That's 60 yuan in all.
Question. How much does each hamburger cost?
What can I do for you, sir?
I'd like 4 hamburgers, please.
Okay, that's 60 yuan in all.
Question. How much does each hamburger cost? 8. Shall we have a picnic in the park this afternoon, Lisa?
How about seeing a film in the cinema? The new Ant-Man movie is on recently.
Okay.
Question. Where are the speakers probably going this afternoon?
Shall we have a picnic in the park this afternoon, Lisa?
How about seeing a film in the cinema? The new Ant-Man movie is on recently.
Okay.
Question.Where are the speakers probably going this afternoon?
9. What does a thief look like, madam?
He was a tall man with short black hair.
Okay, anything else?
Yes, when I saw him, he was jumping out of the window.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?What does a thief look like, madam?
He was a tall man with short black hair.
Okay, anything else?
Yes, when I saw him, he was jumping out of the window.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
10. What are you going to do this weekend, John?
I'll go to a nursery with my classmates.We'll read some magazine articles to the elderly. What about you, Nancy?
I'll go camping with my mother on Saturday and study for the chemistry test on Sunday.
Question. What are the speakers talking about?
What are you going to do this weekend, John?
I'll go to a nursery with my classmates. We'll read some magazine articles to the elderly. What about you, Nancy?
I'll go camping with my mother on Saturday and study for the chemistry test on Sunday.
Question. What are the speakers talking about? C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false. A group of boys gathered around a tall tree. They thought it would be exciting to climb to the top of it. So they decided to play a game to see who could be the first one to climb to the top of the tree. Their mothers were sitting not far away, looking at their children as they played. One of the climbers was an 8-year-old boy named David. He was the youngest and shortest child in the group. Nobody thought he could win the competition. Then the game started. All of the boys tried their best to climb as high as they could, although they all made it halfway up the tree before David did. He reached the top of the tree fastest in the end. His mother was proud to see this and asked him how he managed to get to the top of the tree so fast. It was easy, David said. The other children kept looking down as they climbed. When they realized how high they were, they got scared and were afraid of falling down. I, however, looked only up. When I saw how close I was, I kept going higher and higher until I reached the top. It is true in life that if we just keep going forward without looking back, we are more likely to reach our goals.
A group of boys gathered around a tall tree. They thought it would be exciting to climb to the top of it. So they decided to play a game to see who could be the first one to climb to the top of the tree. Their mothers were sitting not far away, looking at their children as they played. One of the climbers was an 8-year-old boy named David. He was the youngest and shortest child in the group. Nobody thought he could win the competition. Then the game started. All of the boys tried their best to climb as high as they could, although they all made it halfway up the tree before David did. He reached the top of the tree fastest in the end. His mother was very proud to see this and asked him how he managed to get to the top of the tree so fast. It was easy, David said. The other children kept looking down as they climbed. When they realized how high they were, they got scared and were afraid of falling down. I, however, looked only up. When I saw how close I was, I kept going higher and higher until I reached the top. It is true in life that if we just keep going forward without looking back, we are more likely to reach our goals.
D. Listen to the dialogue and complete the following sentences.
Jake, the host from GC Show, is interviewing Sandy Green, a celebrity manager from HIT company.
Hello, Sandy. Could you please tell us something about your job?
Of course, Jake. I'm a celebrity manager. It is a person who works for someone famous, especially in the entertainment business.
What do you need to become a celebrity manager?
I think love for the job matters most, and a college degree is needed. You also need to be good at dealing with people and making plans.
Do you have to stay with the actors all the time?
Sometimes. When they are filming, I have to stay with them all day long.
Can a celebrity's fan be his or her manager?
Most of the time, fans cannot work with the actors. A manager needs to not only give suggestions to actors, but also keep a close eye on the actors' small things, such as their diets and clothing.
I heard that some actors might have certain public images. Is that true?
Well, actors usually have some shining points. For example, Michael is good at cooking and lives a healthy life. We want to highlight these shining points. That's where his public images come from.
Okay, it's really a pleasure to have you here today, Sandy. Thanks for letting us know about a celebrity manager.
You're welcome, Jake. Jake, the host from GC Show, is interviewing Sandy Green, a celebrity manager from HIT company.
Hello, Sandy. Could you please tell us something about your job?
Of course, Jake. I'm a celebrity manager. It is a person who works for someone famous, especially in the entertainment business.
What do you need to become a celebrity manager?
I think love for the job matters most, and a college degree is needed. You also need to be good at dealing with people and making plans.
Do you have to stay with the actors all the time?
Sometimes, when they're filming, I have to stay with them all day long.
Can a celebrity's fan be his or her manager?
Most of the time, fans cannot work with the actors. A manager needs to not only give suggestions to actors, but also keep a close eye on the actors' small things, such as their diets and clothing.
I heard that some actors might have certain public images. Is that true?
Well, actors usually have some shining points. For example, Michael is good at cooking and lives a healthy life. We want to highlight these shining points. That's where his public images come from.
It's really a pleasure to have you here today, Sandy. Thanks for letting us know about a celebrity manager.
You're welcome, Jake.
听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。